You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I wanted to, the AFL have on the, if you look at the ladder or look at the fixtures, the AFL, I think, put the Indigenous names next to the grounds now, don't they? So you don't go to Marvel Stadium or the MCG or to, is that right?
That's right.
I don't know, Sam. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you it's right.
Ivan can. Virtuous, yep. Patronising piece of nonsense. And I still see there, Doug, they're still doing the Welcome to Country dancing and smoke festivals at the start of the games, are they?
They did. I think it might have been just a round one.
Okay. Did you see? It's going to happen every round, is it?
I don't think so, Sam. I think it was just mainly...
Couldn't afford it.
I think it was more round one.
Was it what, just to kick the season off?
Just to get the season rolling.
Thank everyone for...
coming along there and...
coming along.
That's a good compromise. And
welcome to the country that we helped build that, yeah. All that stuff. Yeah, that's good.
And they'll do it for the final series as well.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it for the
final. How do you know that, Ivan?
Oh, I got a sense they're going to do that.
All right.
Yep. And we'll have people younger than us welcoming to our country, welcoming
You've
us.
You've been here 77 years.
What about the people out in
Box 77
Hill?
Years, you.
What about the people out in Box Hill that you, they're all
they
here.
Have they their own welcome the country. To country. They
They've
do.
They've helped build culture here and we don't thank them for anything, anyone that came here.
The Italians?
Yeah, Italians, yeah, the Greeks.
Greek.
Yeah. Yep. Chinese, French. Chinese, get a nice Chinese feed down there. Eat some snails because the French came here.
How do you know my name? Who me? No, that's my cousin. I'm only joking about that. A bit of humour. Are we on air, Sam?
Are there any Chinese Jews? He said, I don't know, just a minute, I'll go out the back. He said, no, we've only got orange juice, grapefruit juice, or apple juice.
we can't be doing this, surely.
We're not on, I'm sure. So Wurundjeri is Melbourne. What do you reckon Adelaide is? Do you know what Adelaide would be in Aboriginal language? Karuna. Karuna?
No,
Perth. Come on. Any ideas for Perth?
No idea.
Perth. No, you won't get this.
What's the point of it?
Wadjak.
Oh, why? Why? What are we doing?
Wadjak.
Yeah.
Adelaide. Terry Limbaugh,
you know the reason.
Hello, Terry.
You know the reason why you should know it too is because when you go to catch the plane at Qantas or Virgin, it'll say that. Yeah, you are travelling to Wadjak country or you are coming back.
Virtuous slobbering suck-ups. That's all we've become. We're just trying to... The people who have taken over King's Domain have no intention of reconciliation, no intention of people all being one group of people living in this great country. They have a cottage industry of dividing people. That's how they sustain themselves, and most of the money that I think they get goes on building placards and flags and items that actually show that we are a divided country. And why someone doesn't put an end to it is beyond me, and why people put up with it is beyond us. We're trying to be one homogenised group of people all getting on, and we do more to create unity than all those other people who divide us. This I say. Now,
on your topics, do you have one down there that says about the 19th team to the AFL?
Well, we mention...
We touched on the Tassie...
We asked...
Michael Christian.
We did nothing of the sort. We're going to ask Michael Christian what he thought.
I wonder what he thinks.
Because he's going to have to adjudicate over a new side. Not coming in until 2028, you said, Ivan.
Correct, yep.
What did you think of the...
No, they're coming in... when is it?
I thought 2028. They don't even have a stadium yet.
God.
What about the jumper?
They've got 100,000 members, Sam.
They do.
The jumper?
Yeah.
Well, you like the jumper. I think it's good. Yeah.
I don't like the jumper.
The colours?
What do you mean you don't like it?
The Tasmanian map on it.
Got the map on it.
No. Well, how about...
What's wrong with the map of Tassie? Anyway.
Doug. So, Doug. Collingwood have stripes. Geelong have hoops. Bulldogs have a colour with the bulldog on it.
Yeah.
Melbourne has... what do you want the picture of the state on the front of your jumper for? What are you trying to convince us that you're from Tasmania? How about an original design of a jumper with the different colours and no one else has the picture of their state or the on it, do they?
No, they don't.
No.
Tell me the best
the
three
big
players.
V we
Sam?
Had Victor. What?
Who are the three greatest players that come from Tasmania? I asked that question.
Yes.
They talked about Alistair Lynch, Matthew Richardson. There was one or two others.
Well, Darryl Baldock.
There's one.
Peter Hudson.
Two.
Oh.
Royce Hart.
Royce Hart.
Ian Stewart.
Yes.
There's four.
Yes.
They would be mentioned. They weren't mentioned.
Who
well, they mentioned
survey?
Three or four past great. Well, more current greats.
Who said this?
Well, there was the launch of it. Not on the launch, but there was a media thing that I saw.
Yeah, it was the jumper reveal.
Who did they said that some great players come from Tasmania, and they are Matthew Richardson, who's a great player.
Alistair Lynch,
who's a great player.
And there was one or two other ones.
They never mentioned those other people.
Well, I'm not in this media thing. I'm not saying at the launch.
Just the press. He couldn't remember anyone who was.
What about them blokes?
Hudson
Margaret's the greatest full forward ever.
Who?
Peter Hudson, arguably the greatest full centre half forward, him and Wayne Carey, Royce Hart.
If you don't mention those people, that is the ignorance and the naivety of the media. That shows the low stocks that the media are held in if they don't mention those people. If they didn't mention them for a reason, that's fair enough. But if they said, in recent times, these have been some great players, but if you're going to say the best players and not mention those six players ahead of them, Brent Croswell, Barry Lawrence. I'm going pretty well off the top of my head here. But there's six or seven that you'd mentioned before those other boys, and those other boys were great as well.
I think Riewoldt is the face of it at
Jack
the moment.
Jack has been, yeah. Jack has.
Yes, and great player.
They're saying Benny Gale may be the CEO, president of the Tassie footy club down there.
No, Robbie Groenewagen's involved. My good mate Robbie Groenewagen, Captain Groenewagen's involved down there.
Have you ever
He's running Lonnie down there, Launcestered wagon.
Have you ever been, you could tell us the story about him commandeering the in-flight microphone on the plane over to one of your football trips, Doug?
No, he did. No, he got up on the microphone in between 3G. Oh, you asked me to say it, did you?
Didn't ask you to say anything. I said you could tell us about one of the...
I mean, no, we'd had a skinful.
Go on, tell us just quickly.
I was in between Fiji and Hawaii, and it was a bit of air turbulence and...
turbulence. Yeah,
it started to shake very viciously. That went side from side. The plane.
You're about to. I said, tell us about the time he commandeered the in-flight attendant microphone. You said no. I'll tell you about another story, and you're about to say exactly the same story. What did he do?
Anyway, he grabbed the microphone.
And you remember this.
I remember
still
this
good.
Clearly. And this he said, good. This is your captain speaking, Captain Robert Groenewagen here. He said, as you've experienced the last 10 minutes, some very severe shaking of the plane.
Turbulence.
Air turbulence. He said, enjoy your meal. It's going to be your last. We're about to go down the ocean. I looked at Mick Mulder. Mick went, oh, no.
Geez, you'd be in some trouble if you did that today.
You'd be shot now by an air marshal.
That's right.
Air marshal would shoot him and he'd get 25 years of being a terrorist.
Quite right.
Thank you very much.
Now, I just mentioned before, have you ever been up in a hot air balloon? Have you ever been in
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I never
honest.
Will.
Don't
I
lie.
I never will and I haven't. I haven't, Sam, and I never will. I am shit scared of heights and I just couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Well, I won't ask you up to my apartment that I live in.
How high up is it?
21st floor. I don't want
just
you to
can't
get
do it.
Vertigo. or someone
I would.
Else.
I look over. I can't do it, yeah. Sam. I'm shocking. I'm scared of not.
What about
I'm
planes?
Scared of heights.
Planes.
Shit. Yeah. I'm just. If it's, I hang on. I'm with my wife and kids, and I'm hanging on like this. My wife's going.
Another
let
beer.
Go.
Another beer.
Yeah. Raylene's going. Let go. Let go. No. I hate. I'm not a big flyer.
Incident.
I'll have a couple of beers if I'm flying, and that's what I do to relax.
Speaking of vertigo, do you know Doc Larkins? He launched
I know Doc,
a book
Triple
last
M.
Night.
Doc Larkins.
Can we find that? What?
Where? He's a good man, Doc Larkins. He. Where we worked Sam with him. I did yes, with Doc he, on Triple M.
I couldn't go to the launch of his book last night.
He got a book out.
Monday night, wasn't it?
Monday night.
What's it called?
I'm about to find out what it is. It's a diet book about health and everything, and Eddie did the foreword to it, and there was some very influential people there. I couldn't go there. The only reason I'm mentioning it, and I'll give the book's name in a minute, is that I was doing... I was on the special comments for Triple M, and we crossed down to the dock on the boundary. He was the boundary reporter doing all the injuries. And he said, yes, there's a player down here. He's a bit dizzy. He's got vertigo. And I said, what is vertigo, Doc? I said, is that a medical complaint? He said, yeah, he's dizzy. I said, you mean vertigo? He said, yeah, vertigo. Could you call vertigo vertigo?
No, you can't.
I beg
your pardon.
But why would he call it? Why would he call it?
Well, vertigo is the name. I don't know how you get vertigo. Anyhow, the doc's got a book out.
What's it called?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it's called. It's called Dr. Peter Larkin's The Healthy 100.
The what?
The Healthy 100.
100 ways to be healthy.
Oh,
yeah. That's all right.
And he says... From sleep to exercise, gut health to immunity, caffeine to sunscreen, red wine to family time. In Healthy 100, the Healthy 100, you'll learn how to survive and be healthy on a daily basis. This is the doc's book, and I couldn't go to it, but we're mentioning it. We might get him in here to speak about it one day, Doug.
Is there anything about not going on balloon rides? That'd be
very good.
What happened there? What did happen?
So the bloke fell out of the balloon. Now,
can I fall out? Sure.
Have you ever been on a balloon?
No, I haven't.
Right?
No, I asked you that.
Yeah.
No,
pretty boring.
Have you been on one?
Yeah,
Sam?
I've been on several.
Ivan?
Yeah, I've been on one.
So yep. You've been on one?
We went on one together, didn't we?
No, I couldn't make it. No, I couldn't make it. No, I did mine.
What was good about it?
It's not good, Doug. They light a big gas turbine and they blow
and
up the
float.
Balloon. They blow up the balloon and then you get in it and they untether it and it just goes straight up into the air like an elevator and you float over, you hear dogs barking and people rooting and you can see things from the... From the treetops, you can just see everything. And then when they've got to land downwind because it'll only go where the wind takes them. And when it lands, you've got to hang on because the thing crashes to the ground and you slide on your ass until it comes to a stop. And then you get out and you get up at 4 a.m. You drive out to a park where the wind is blowing downwind. And then they come and pick you up, and it's all over by 8:30.
What's the
You're
height, Sam?
Fucked what, at the, end, the of the end of the morning. You need to go home for a rest.
What's the height, Sam? If you're standing you're 6 foot three or four.
No, it goes a bit higher than 6 foot.
No, but what would you be looking at?
Oh no, you mean the height
of the barrier around you?
Absolutely.
Can you flip over it, or
no,
can you?
No way. There's no way. You'd have to be pushed or jump.
Okay.
Oh God!
It's fairly. It's an honest question. I've never been on one.
Well,
I don't know what the height is of the barrier around
it. At least up to you.
Up to your chest.
Yeah, up to you. Couldn't fall out.
You couldn't fall out.
Unless you wanted to fall out.
Okay,
that's what I think. Anyhow, so that's my great experience with balloon rides. Here's a thing I never knew, Doug. I was watching the television. I don't know. Have you ever given sperm?
Sorry?
Have you ever been a sperm donor?
Have I?
Yeah, you.
No, I haven't, no.
You know, they give you a Playboy and you go into a room and you pull the top off it and blow it into a...
receptacle.
And you put the lid on it. And
then you give it back, and then Oscar Swart told me that joke one day. Go on, remember that?
Yeah, What?
Oscar Schwab.
What did he say? Yeah, what did he say?
Put the chuck.
He said.
Remember
the one? Yeah, he said. He said, yeah. He said, how'd you go? He said, no matter how I tried, he said, what happened? He said, I couldn't get the top off the jar. He said, and they didn't bring the jar big enough. I couldn't get my dick in the jar. He said it was only a small jar. Anyhow, all those lines.
Yeah. He's gone to Queensland, Oscar, Sam. God bless him.
So
Sam used to count the people walking out of the room. There goes another one, there's another one.
You get paid to get to be a debate.
He couldn't
paid.
Do his act now.
He's so you get paid to do it. And then oh, so you whack yourself off and there's 500 in the hand.
this is obviously
no. So no, we're not recording. The reason I brought this up is
I can't come into this.
Did
stuff.
You realise?
I can't come into this seriously.
And then they'll have the Doug Hawkins sperm and they'll put it up in a rack.
Why would
and people
that?
Come in and if you the people want to have your sperm, they'll say, yeah, I'll have the Doug Hawkins sperm there. And the point of me
could
saying this is...
Could you mix it maybe and say, I want someone a bit taller, maybe yeah, taller than Dougie?
I'll tell you what, Dougie, Ivan. I'll tell you what, Sam, Sue. I saw 25 jars of Peter Dacos' sperm sitting up there. After those two boys, Josh and Nick, can they play?
Now, hang on,
Why won't
Doug?
He be a breeding now, ground hang, for hang more?
So you're on to something here, Doug.
Okay.
This is the point of me saying this. I know you're going to say this is not right, but this is, and I'll show you it. There is a minimum height that you can... You cannot give sperm, donate sperm, if you're under a certain height. You have to be 5'8" or 5'9" in some states, or 5'8". If you're under 5'8" tall, that's inches in height, not inches in the length of your dick. You cannot donate sperm, Doug. So yeah. I don't know how Peter Dacos is. Is he over 5'8" or 9"?
Yeah, Peter be he's a Collingwood 6-footer. He'd probably 6'1".
Oh, shit, that Peter Dacos.
He's 6 foot. He's my size. Yeah, if you look it up, Ivan,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Sam, but he's breeding grounds.
Well, can you believe Josh that Nick? You have to be a certain height to donate
that's,
sperm?
That can't be right. Surely, well, who wrote that?
A dwarf.
And if you are 6 foot, people are paying more if you want someone who's 6 foot. Like
so dates is more for dates.
No, but if you want someone who's a tall, if we want to give birth
to 6 foot.
Someone who's tall.
Yeah, it's my size.
If you want someone who's tall, Doug, you get sperm for someone who is...
Wants a bigger baby.
Well, most people don't want to give birth to short people.
Yeah.
Midgets or dwarfs. No, a midget is a perfectly formed small person. A dwarf is a... deformed sort of person. Not deformed. Yeah, well, deformed.
There's
a genetic inadequacy in a dwarf, but a midget is a...
I think we'll push forward, can we or not? What do we do here? Can we go somewhere else?
Did you know that you actually, in Australia, you can't get paid. It is illegal to take payment for any human tissue, including sperm.
Oh. So dates can't be paid, Peter.
No, but you can be reimbursed for your expenses through the process and donating. Like for books and magazines.
Put an extra wing on the house or something.
It's been a day in day. So it's been terrific.
What's that?
It's been very good.
Oh, I've got to go and get some more. No, I just want your opinion on it.
What's that, Raylene? I'm coming. Coming.
It'd be your first.
This is what we... Doug. This is what we... Right. These are things that people are intrigued about.
They want to hear it, do they?
Well, I don't... Well, they say they do from our feedback. Mind you, get a lot of feedback saying we're fucking idiots. now, the Paris Olympics are coming up later this year.
This year, is it?
This year,
yes.
Yeah, no, 2024 they're on.
That's this year, though, as I understand it. What year are we in?
We're 24 still.
Okay.
Thank God.
That's what I thought. Yep. That's why I said they're on later this year.
I knew he'd come in. I knew he'd come in.
Do you know what the new sport or the new activity in the Olympics is?
Darts.
No, not. I don't think so. Break dancing.
Oh, please.
Break dancing.
Geez, they're about 30 years too late, aren't they? That should have been in the 1980s.
That can't be.
Break dancing. Do you know break dance? It's just dancing. I don't know what it is, but it's break dancing. It's in. It's the first time and the last time it's going to be in, but every host.
Is that rock and roll dancing? Break?
Mate.
No.
Yeah, well, I think you're sure.
It's rap like dancing rap. Where they do the. They spin around on their head
on
and.
On their heads and.
Yeah, in the back and.
Twisting it.
Well, that's coming into the Olympics, Doug. Far cry from the javelin or the discus or the
hodgepodge. What world are we in?
We're
in a weird world, seriously.
And they said every country has a chance to bring in a sport. Did we bring in windsurfing or someone else brought that in?
We brought in water skiing in 1988.
And Sue went over and represented Australia
in the 88 Olympics, Seoul Olympics, where water skiing was a demonstration sport.
Well, you did too.
Yeah.
You were aerobics champion, world champion.
Well, water skiing. You don't know anything about me, Doug.
You're very flexible, Sam.
Flexible?
I didn't know that.
How do you know she's flexible?
No, I'm just saying Sue was a world aerobics champion.
She got a lot
She got the OAM, Order of Australian...
Medal.
Merit.
But did I teach you...
Merit, is it?
Medal.
A medal, sorry.
Back in the day, and this is going to test your memory here. Back in the day.
Yeah, world champion gone. What year was that?
Did I. 92, 93, 94.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you used to come to my gym and I used to teach you, you know, the players' review?
Correct.
You used to come down and I used to choreograph all the dances for you guys.
Now, were you in Rosman Road? No.
That's right, yeah. Ballarat Road and Rosman Road on the corner there.
Correct. So,
Maidstone
Sport. Sam, we go back now. We go back to mid-80s.
Do they still do player reviews?
No, they don't do them anymore. They're not allowed to do it.
That was fun. They were hilarious.
They're not allowed to do it.
Okay.
What in the footy shows?
They can't, like that, the footy show where the players do the player review. They're not allowed to do it.
They don't have the footy show anymore.
They can't.
No, but the footy clubs used to do them every year.
Oh, I see.
Every year they used to do it.
Why? And women, blokes who dress up as women, now they've hit that on the head because, you know, that's sending up people who are women or transgendering to be women.
Well, see, my favourite show of all time is MASH, and they want to get rid of MASH because there's a Corporal Klinger who was always looking for a Section 8, was a transgendered person or like dressing up in women's clothes so he could get out of the army, and they're saying, hang on, you're trying to tell us that person is mentally unstable.
Taking the piss out of trans.
So they want
Klinger, was he?
Yeah.
Klinger.
Yeah.
That's
the world's gone mad.
It's gone mad.
No,
it's a good show.
Hogan's, what was that?
Well, they changed the names of lollies.
Yeah, you remember? Maybe you didn't watch it.
Oh, no,
Corporal
I was
Klinger.
Thinking of Schultz. Who was that? That was Hogan's Heroes, wasn't it? Who was Schultz? Schultz should be shot. Who was that?
That was Hogan's Heroes.
The bloke with the monocle who was the boss.
Oh, Colonel Klink.
Yes. Was that him?
Yeah, that's him. Hogan.
Hogan.
I used to watch Gomer Pyle.
Oh, that was
good. Yeah.
Oh, golly. Oh, golly.
Was he all right? Was he?
No, he
wasn't well? Or?
Well, he wasn't well. He was, I think.
He was a good mate of Rock's.
I think so. I think Rock Hudson and he were...
friends.
Bosom buddies. And I think bosom is the wrong area of the anatomy.
He had a good voice. He had a good voice, Gomer. He could sing. Jim Neighbours. Very good singer.
Jim,
well, that's his name, isn't it?
Jim, his Neighbours was, yeah.
He's a good singer.
Now, also, could I mention this, Doug, and Ivan, and Sue? You know the Grand Prix, which is on this weekend?
Absolutely.
It's become a farce. It's become a farce.
Why is it?
But I'll tell you why it's become a farce, because the people who run it have no intention of trying to make it competitive, either by refueling the cars or allowing them to use the drag reduction system at any stage. I know that doesn't mean much to you, but they open the back wing so the car will go quicker. But you have to be within a second of the car in front of you and you can't use it in the first two laps. They should allow you to use it any time except if you're the leading car, that's A. B, they should refuel the cars because the pit stops, they change four tyres in 2.5 seconds, Doug, 2.5 seconds. It's just become a joke. The only redeeming feature of the Grand Prix at the minute is if there's a huge crash, hopefully no one gets injured. We're not asking people to be maimed or injured at all, but The only highlight would be if there's a big crash and the person leading gets put out. That's Verstappen. And hopefully Oscar Piastri doesn't get involved and he wins. But we need a big crash, no one injured. We need to have a competitive race. And the only reason you'd go to the Grand Prix these days would be to have the Raptor jet, the big F-111 jet, come over and frighten the living suitcase out of you. And do you know why that doesn't come over anymore?
No.
Because people think it denotes war, warmongering. Mm. And they say it's not a good look because we're not into wars. And that jet is built specifically to fight off the enemy and we're not allowing it to fly over.
Sam, have you ever drove in the Celebrity Grand Prix?
Ever driven?
Driven. Have you ever been in it?
Yes.
Can you tell me where it was and what year it was? And it may have been the last one in Adelaide.
Yes.
How did you go there, Sam?
I crashed.
Oh.
Well, I got around the corner, he's in the...
Yes. Were you in it?
Oh, I'm in it. Oh, yes.
I was in it.
Last one, 95 it was, 95.
And the reason you know I crashed,
because you had a bit of a... They placed you behind the front where you should have been.
Yes.
But you gave the boys who were instructing us, gave them a little bit of a hard time. So they put you in the third grid.
Yes.
You should have been in the front up there with Wally Lewis and Benny Elias.
Should have been because...
Yuffie Indy and the late Yuffie Indy.
That's crazy. Driving ex-police cars and because we drove them hard, as opposed to you who tootled around the back, the brakes went on them.
This corner, I come around, Sam, smash right into them.
No, that's right.
What happened?
He's walking back with his helmet off. Thought that was very funny.
That was the last Grand Prix in Adelaide.
Yeah, 95 it was.
Jeez. Was it?
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, 95. I must have been the one in 94.
You're 94, Sue. So you did in the 95.
We were all women drivers.
I remember that. Yeah.
We were all women drivers.
Why is that?
Because I think, wasn't it one of the guys, is it Mark Knopfler or something, who broke a leg because the guys were just trying to slam everyone into
Dire Straits, lead singer. Yeah.
What kind of car? Minis or something?
No, I was in Holden Calibras.
We were in race. Is that Sue?
Remember that, Sam? He's a rev head.
Sam, I never get that first corner. You hit
that's
it hard.
Straight
into the barrier.
Straight a write off, you reckon?
Oh, it was smashed to bits. He got out walking back like this. It was filthy.
This is not my car.
It should have been in the front, but they burnt you a bit. The instructor.
Yes, would have been great.
Because,
we're down on Adelaide. Yeah.
What about you, Doug? Do you have a bit of a go?
I come second last. Yuffie Indy beat me, and me and Russell Gilbert come down the back together.
Did Russell stay on the track at all?
He stayed on the track, and he just looked arm out the window.
Did you have manuals? Were you driving manuals at the time?
Automatics.
See, we had manuals.
Oh, did you?
We had, I think it was Marsha Hines, who's never driven a car and never had a license, and then we had another lady who also has never driven as well and didn't have their license, so they had to get a, because they got the CAMS license before they got the
and
real
drive
license.
A manual
and drive a manual. Wow. So one lady just left it in third the whole way around, and she'd be going around the corner and then it'd be going down the street. It's a classic.
We had Lisa Curry driving our one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lisa Curry and a. Anyone, other girls, Sam, you remember?
I drove a Lamborghini in the Nations Cup before one of the Grand Prix here some years ago. Came third to the great Peter Brock in a Monaro. And second, he won, and Darcy Russell in a Dodge Viper. And then I came third.
How quick were you going, Sam? If you're up against the big boys?
Pardon?
This is fair income.
It's fair income. Yeah. Well,
what speed would you?
Well, you only get the straight, the length of the straight to get the car up to, but it doesn't get to it. It's so the Lamborghini will do 350k, but it doesn't get a chance to wind up there. It gets up to about, I don't even know, because it didn't have a speedometer on it. It has a rev counter.
Bet you didn't crash that.
No, I didn't crash that. No, I didn't crash that.
Where were we, John?
Where we were was that they don't allow the Raptor, the plane, the jet to fly over now, which was absolutely exhilarating because people say, oh, it's an indication that we're a war country. This is the activists. This is like you don't have grid girls. You you penalise women who look good aesthetically from earning a living by holding a flag in front of the cars or the motorbikes because some people have said, oh, no, it's sexist to let women dress up in what they want to dress up in and hold a flag. That's how women who look good aesthetically make a living. You know, they model, as opposed to some people who don't look good become other people in life, the professional people, doctors and lawyers. And not that all doctors and lawyers don't look good, but this is just discrimination on people who look good from earning a living.
So we used to have grid guys for all of one race in, I think it was in Monaco. Now we've got grid kids. So they've stuck with them.
And now, Doug, now this is the other thing that we mentioned here the other week. Remember Virgin, the ships that convert? This is Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson's Virgin.
A love boat, company. Isn't it? A bit like a love boat.
Well,
is
the
it?
Huge Virgin ships that come in, and they're not coming in at the end of this next year. They're not coming in at the end of this year because they said, oh, no, it wasn't safe for the passenger ships to go through the Red Sea while Hamas and Palestine and Israel were fighting, and it wasn't safe for the passengers, and safety of our passengers is paramount. And I'm told that is absolute nonsense. The reason the ships aren't coming is because people won't pay the exorbitant amount to have the cabins, because there's a price war going on between P&O, which means Peninsula and Orient, P&O, and all the cruise lines, the Danish lines and the Virgin, and they've been price cut out of the business, and Virgin, it's not profitable for them to have people come out to Australia. The big money is over in Europe and the Northern Hemisphere where those ships cruise. So that's what I'm told why Virgin aren't coming here.
Why would, like, they obviously pay a berthing payment to, say, station
berthing
pier.
Berthing fee.
Why would you even want to collect a fee? You'd say, yep, you can come in, you can save, I don't know, $10,000, and then all those passengers come in. Mm. And they walk down to Port Melbourne or go into the casino.
Add to the GDP of the state or the city, Doug.
Build another pier.
No, that'd be good, Sam, and touching on that, that'd be very
You've
good.
You've been on a cruise ship?
No, I haven't. I'm going on one in about 5 years. I'm going on
in
when
5 years?
In 5 years.
Going one in 10.
My mate builds the Titanic.
Oh, yes.
I am actually going on that. I've been invited.
Right.
He asked me to come along. He invited me and Barry Michael, because we stood for him back in 2013.
Tell people what this is about, because this made the overseas news.
Clive Palmer,
the big fella,
and the multi-billionaire.
He's going to build a replica of the Titanic,
and it'll take 5 years to build it, and I will be on board the first journey of it. I hope it doesn't sink.
The maiden voyage.
Will you stand up the front?
I'll stand up the front with Hundal sweetheart up the top. With the wind blowing in our hair.
Yeah. And
as Robert DiCaprio. Leonardo.
Robert.
That's very close.
Frank DiCaprio. Sir Walter Raleigh.
Robert De Niro. Yeah. And
Robert De Niro. Let's say Dunaway. He's not on it. He's a shithead.
Betty Davis. Robert De Niro. They're not too popular, Sam. Mel Gibson don't like him. So anyway.
So like in Mel. 5 years' time.
I like Mel. He's not keen on Robert.
So you know.
I got the wind blowing in my hair.
Here's
up there
a thing that is in.
With Clive.
That's always intrigued me. You know, the swimming events in the Olympics are the freestyle, the breaststroke, the backstroke, and the butterfly. I want to know who invented the butterfly. Have you ever tried to do the butterfly?
It's hard.
And what is the point of it? And here is the point of this, me saying this, mentioning the Titanic. If you're on the Titanic and it sank, would you butterfly to the nearest iceberg? Well, you wouldn't. You'd swear. What? No one can do the butterfly. What is the point of the butterfly? What is that? A ridiculous event.
That is a shit example, Sam. If you're in the water, deep waters, and you've got shark-infested waters,
What would
you want to do the butterfly?
Exactly. What's the point of that stroke?
As fast as you could.
That's exactly what's the point of that stroke.
Free stroke, you do?
Yeah, of course you would. That's why I said it. There's no point of having the butterfly as a stroke in swimming, is there?
No, is that? You're starting to speak like me. You're starting to speak like me.
That old catch.
that old line, Doug. The bloke who's doing the freestyle was trying to break the Melbourne to Perth and back to Melbourne swimming long distance swimming record, and he got to. And the only reason when he didn't break the record is that when he got to Perth, he fucked up the tumble turn.
You got stuck at Rock Nest. Hey, you go on.
Anyhow, look.
Well, for a bit of
turn at Rock Nest, went the wrong way.
Well, the guy who he did invent the overarm butterfly is an American swim coach called David Armbruster.
Armbruster.
In 1935.
And why did he invent it? It's just a ridiculous.
Nothing else
stroke.
To do.
The son, he can't do it.
Hi, hey, Jack. Get on your brother.
I can't.
Are we on there?
Yeah, now, finally, what we do is...
I've got to go to my next gig, Sam. Right, it's in December.
What
very
we
busy.
Normally do is we read out...
Is that Glenn Waverley?
We read out comments about people who have said what they like about this show. And sometimes we write out things that people give us a belting. We like doing that.
Because it, in fact.
Can you give us
some
good
feedback? People get people who abuse us get off on abusing us. They get aroused because they really love us. They do. I reckon they get hard-ons. They say, yeah, you're an arsehole and you're a fake. And we think that they secretly get a hard-on just thinking that we take offence at what they say about us. And we think we do.
I think Sam gets a bit of a hard-on.
Yeah, I get a hard-on when someone really abuses me and says, you're nothing but a pedophile. And I think, Jesus, that's good. We've got to them. Anyhow, I'm giving a shout-out.
Is there any feedback, Sam?
Yeah, you get good feedback. They love you, Doug.
Well, complimentary?
Yes.
Yes, good. That's complimentary. Good feedback. For that. Yeah, I did. We should have
negative
got
shit
some,
do I get, Sam?
No,
much
we should have got some. We should have got some. I should have read out some, but I have neglected to
right,
do that. So we've got another person coming in a minute to interview. You don't have to.
I have to go.
So I'm just giving a shout out. We usually giving a shout out to MichaelChristianMenswear.com. He's over in Tasmania. And he sells those You Cannot Be Serious hats. We let them go for the absolute premium low price of I think $40, and they're fantastic. And if you want them, you can.
Can I have one, Sam, to take to Darwin with me tomorrow?
I'd love you to, Doug.
All right,
but
I'll
you've got
take
to wear
one.
It. You cannot be serious because you become a star. You become a star on You Cannot Be Serious.
And if you don't give me, I'll pinch it.
No, I'm
anyway.
Giving a show. Well, you're from Footscray. That's right. I'm going back to visit my hubcaps over there one day. There's in someone's garage. Now, Lee sprung me out the back of the warehouse here. He was walking past Lee, his name is. He's a man. And he had some pods in his ears. And he said, he looked at me and he said, are you Sam? I said, yes. He said, you wouldn't believe it. I'm listening to your podcast. Lee, he's from Perth.
What's he doing here?
He was over visiting.
But how did he know you were there?
Okay.
He didn't. He just, I walked out the back of my thing and he happened to be walking past. He said, are you Sam Newman? I said, I am. He said, I'm listening to your podcast. Lee, isn't that extraordinary?
It's nice. Very nice.
It is. Yeah. Well, Doug, it's been fantastic. And we're going to
I'm going to Darwin, Sam, tomorrow. I'm heading off.
For the Ted Whitten
Ted Whitten Foundation.
The late Ted Whitten, your hero.
The great EJ. And young Teddy's maintained, obviously, the great man's name. With our trip to there, we got your mate Kekka. Kekka will be there. And,
good.
He'll run amok.
Now, Doug,
how long are you up there for?
4 days is enough for me, Ivan.
Beautiful.
By 4 days, I'm just about had enough.
Comatose. Now, Doug, I tell you who you'll find interesting, and I'm glad you're here.
Yep.
We've got Michael Christian coming in.
Is he coming? Yeah, it'd
he's
be good
coming
to talk
in,
to him.
And the head of the AFL
Match Review Officer,
that's what he is.
Yep.
And I'm very glad you're here because...
I'd like to see Chris, though. Good mate of mine.
He'll be in directly. I can see him pulling his car up now.
Yep.
So, Doug, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks,
and
Sam.
Ivan. And
Ivan.
Oscar Piastri for the Grand Prix.
And let's
on Sunday.
Hope there's a huge crash at the first turn.
What
and that puts out Max Verstappen. Not injured, not everyone just walks away, injured, but just we just out. Want a huge crash, and then we can get on with some racing. Because only the cars that race are those from about eighth place down to last. So let's have a race at least. Make it win. Let's hope the jet comes over.
Are you going, Sam?
No.